All right, we're going through an article from the Sefer Nefesh Rabbi Rav Herschel Schachter. He's describing the Rav, Rav Soloveitchik. He says how the Rav, in addition to having a Mesorah, a tradition concerning Klalia Torah, the principles of Torah, and Hagot Maasiot, and how to conduct oneself, he also receives a strong Mesorah in Hashkafa and Amuna, an outlook and belief. And he says, he quotes, there was a conservative rabbi wrote as a critique against the articles and the Sfarim in English that were published by the Rav. He says that everybody, this is what the conservative rabbi said, everybody thinks that Rabbi Soloveitchik has introduced a new modern outlook in thought and philosophy because he uses all these terms from modern philosophers and his, you know, copious quotations from modern philosophers. The truth is, he said there's nothing in his writings that his grandfather, i.e. Rav Chaim Soloveitchik, would not have been embarrassed about. That's what the conservative rabbi said. So he says, when it comes to Mesoras HaTorah, so the Mishnah says in Masechet Iduyot, Chayav Adam Lamar B'Loshon Rabo, that a person is obligated to repeat the Torah in the language that his Rebbe taught it to him. Meaning, when the Chacham gives over the Torah to other people, it's not enough to give over just like the concept that he got from his Rebbe. It has to be given over with the words. In other words, I should try to say it over the way my Rebbe taught it to me, word for word. He says, Rav Moshe did that with the Rav when he was younger. They learned together. The Rav didn't go to yeshiva per se. He studied with his father, Rav Moshe Soloveitchik. And that's where that Rav Moshe would ask him afterwards to repeat what he had said to him. And he was very machbid, very stringent, that the Rav should say everything word for word, just like he had taught it to him. And he says he heard this from the Rav's brother, Rav Shmuel Soloveitchik. And that's the way the Rav did with his Talmidim. At the conclusion of his Shiurim, he would repeat everything briefly he had gone over, and then he'd pick a Talmud and ask for him to repeat all the points that he had just made in the Shiur, and he would be makpid that the Talmud should go over the formulation the way he had taught it. That's what he says here. Now, it seems, and going back to what the conservative rabbi wrote, it seems like he wants to say what the conservative rabbi wrote is correct, that the Rav was makpid to say Blashon Rabo, and whether he gave Devar Halacha or Devar Machshava, whether in the content or the original language, he was very specific, very precise. But when he saw that the new generation doesn't understand Yiddish, so the Rav shifted over to English. He says it began in Shnat Tafshin Chaf, would have been the fall of 1959. All the Shiurim at Yeshiva Bnei Yisrael Chanan were originally in Yiddish, and then the Rav Shiur flipped over to English first, and then one by one by one, they all went over to English. I know Rav David went over to Hebrew, he didn't feel comfortable with English. And I think the last holdout was Rabbi Yosef Weiss, was one of my Rebbeim. I remember Rabbi Weiss said to me that Dr. Belkin had come to him and said that all the Shiurim had changed over and that he had to change over. And Rav Weiss felt it was a mistake. He felt that if they would have kept it in Yiddish, the Talmidim would have learned Yiddish. But he says this was difficult to go over all the concepts in Halacha, the style that he had learned in Yiddish, and to translate it now into English. In other words, he had learned all the concepts in Yiddish, and Yiddish was a language that was used for centuries as a, you know, as a language of transmission. Now he had to give it over in English. And he said, and even he says, when in the earlier time when he gave it over in Yiddish, excuse me, his style of presentation was very different than his father, Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, but he says the essence of it he would give with very much precision. All right, let me just do a few more minutes because I'd like to make sure we have Tzeisa Kochavim when we do our Kiddush Levana. So he says this brings up what the Achronim bring down concerning the Tana Reb Lezer. So Reb Lezer was a Tana who lived at the time of the Churban Beis HaMikdash. It's coming up now, the 3 weeks. So if you remember, the Gemara in Masechet Gittin learns that Reb Lezer and Reb Yeshua are the ones who took Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai out of Yerushalayim. So it says, the Gemara says in Masechet Sukkah that his midah was, he never said any Devar Halacha they didn't hear from his Rebbeim. Tana Reb Lezer, and we had a session Daf Yomi, people who were doing Daf Yomi, we had a Masechet Yoma just on Samach Vav. Like, people asked him questions, and he was evasive, because he only said things over that he had heard from his Rebbeim. On the other hand, Rav Shachter brings down, in Avot de Rabbi Natan, it brings out, when Reb Lezer would be Doresh, he would say such new things that nobody had ever heard them. So it seems like a stira. Here we're saying that he never said anything that he didn't hear from his Rebbeim. And at the same time, Avos Rabbi Natan, it says that he said things that had never been heard in the world. So the pashtus is, so the Achronim explained that it's not a stira, that he would only say what he had b'mesorah, but because the godless Reb Lezer, in other words, Reb Lezer would hear the shirim, and he would understand a greater depth in the shir. In other words, his Rebbe was Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai would hear the shir, and he would understand for Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai A, B, C, D, E, F, and G. Nobody else understood that. They understood A, B, and C. But he understood A, B, C, D, E, F, and G. So that he was able to only quote his Rebbeim, but he said things that nobody ever, they didn't realize. Oh, this is it. That's the whole thing with the like that. So So he says by the Rav, he says his shiurim and his drashas were always had all these yisodos that he'd received from his Rebbeim, bein binyani halacha, bein binyani machshava or ashkafa, and he would give it over. And he says even those areas where he didn't have a specific mesorah from his Rebbeim, since he says the whole Torah is kula inyan echad, and everything comes together, he was able to like sort of like reconstruct everything that he would need to be. Like let's say he's going into a different area, but he knows, you know, this piece, he was able to reconstruct everything. All right, I think that's going to be enough for tonight. Any questions, comments, or thoughts? Rabbi Chanan, Baruch Hashem, 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 Ba